reality.
Back to reality.
It's the show where we discuss the most topical of topics, the most controversial of controversies, and the most important affairs of affairs.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of your very favorite, Back to Reality. Well, this is Asma. Once more, I have the pleasure to be your host. And here with me, I have two very dear guests, Sister Bita and Brother Mustafa. So, as the ritual of this program goes, I would like you both to introduce yourself very briefly. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum assalam. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And yes, my name is Mustafa. I'm a student here and I'm studying in Hoza. I'm studying psychology and originally I'm from Pakistan, but I've lived in different countries.
I am Bita and I'm a student in Tehran University and I'm studying medicine actually. And that's it.
Welcome, both of you. Welcome to your very studio. There's a poem by a great poet, George Herbert. He was a priest, actually, and his poems are just mystical poems. That's why they have some beautiful setting and beautiful themes. They talk about a spirituality. So in many of his poems, he considers human beings as trees and then God as the gardener. And this image is a very beautiful image. So as we are living in this world, as these trees in the garden of Earth, we come to create some branches of our own, we come to grow some leaves, and we are going to have roots as well. But it depends. From one individual to another, the roots, the leaves, and the branches are going to be different. And what defines these differences is actually the thing that you two are going to help us to understand.
Yeah, actually, your example was really beautiful, but I'm going to change it in my own theme that, you know, the life is the tree and we are the gardener. And, you know, sometimes you can change that tree in your own way, in your own shape, in whatever you want. But yeah. You cannot, for example, stop the leaves of that tree from leaving you. You cannot stop the branches from going dry. And you cannot stop it. This is life. And, you know, I think the most important element of everybody's life after spirituality is communication. And the people that you choose to communicate with, the friends that you have, the family that you are given. And this is the beauty of life, that you cannot choose these people. Even your friends, sometimes you think that you can choose your friends, but you know, we are all in a train and you cannot choose which room you're in. And the only people that you can communicate with is the people that are in the same room as you. Okay, you cannot go behind that room.
I always say that life is just like a novel, a story in which all the new characters that enter in new chapters are meant to be a part of your life.
You can go beyond the room with the help of the internet. Okay, you can go to millions.
But, you know, it's not at the end of the day.
I mean, is that what we're doing on this radio show? We're going to be going to thousands or however many people listen to this show.
In the, you know, virtual theme, not in a real one.
Yeah, I mean, in a more symbolic
I understand what
way
you're saying.
Of thinking.
But yeah, I would say, you know, I think you mentioned a good point, our community. And our community and the society around us is normally what ends up defining those roots and branches and leaves. And they're all sort of, I think they're all sort of intertwined. You know, they're all sort of depending on each other. And that's the beauty about living in a community and a society, is that we're all depending on each other and we're all having an effect on each other, right? So it's really important where what kind of activities we get ourselves involved in, what kind of roots we lay, what kind of roots we grow in, right?
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, still, there's another point that I would like to ask you, which is about the roots, because I guess the most important part of every tree is their root. So let's go for a break and then we'll come back to talk about the roots.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Back to Reality.
So So, dear listeners, welcome back. This is Back to Reality, and we're talking about us as the trees who are living in this world. Well, before just going for the break, I came up with the idea of the trees. If you're about to define the roots of the tree of your life, what would you say about it? What do you consider as the root of your life?
For sure, my family. You know, I think family, parents, the people that, you know, actually grows you are the persons that are the root of this tree of life. And you cannot change them. You cannot choose them. You can do nothing about it. This is the root that you are born with.
So it's a part of your root.
Nothing. Of course, your parents and your family. And one other thing, though, if you were to ask us, like, for example, Freud, you know, he would say, your roots are definitely like your parents, you know, and how they behave with you, for example. That would be sort of the Freudian view of looking at it. I sort of see it in the sense that what you feed the roots is also really important, right? So you may be born in a certain family, but then what that family ends up feeding you, or what that culture, or what the media ends up feeding you, it ends up sort of defining how the growth is going to take place. And that's so important, right? That really ends up defining those things, is the society around you.
And sometimes not only the feeding, but also the cutting that you have to make into this tree. Sometimes you have to cut your branches, you know, and it
to
hurts.
To prune it, yeah.
Exactly. And it hurts, you know. You are in too much pain. You are in loss. You are in grief and sorrow for losing someone.
So
but you have to do that.
Now that you just mentioned the idea of parents, a question popped up in my mind. What if people do not have family? Then they won't have any root?
Unfortunately, if you look at societies where families are broken, for example, a lot of the individuals are living very difficult lives, you know. Even in those societies, especially this is prevalent in a lot of Western societies, you'll see they have very difficult lives. They have lonely lives, for example. And yeah, they do not have those roots that we, thank God, do have through our families and our societies, I think.
I would call a spirituality another sort of root, you know, because there are so many people who do not have good family, or even as you just said, they have a broken tie of family. But then the thing is that they are such grown-ups who go through too much of education. They educate themselves. They go through spirituality. They come to, stick to the chains that strengthen their bond with their creator. And therefore, you could say that they have some strong roots as well, though they do not have a great family.
I call the family as a first stage root, okay? You may not have that first stage root, but you may grow up, you may make a family, a beautiful one, and you may protect them, you may love them, you may, you know, have a beautiful life. And this is the second stage root that you are making for yourself.
Yeah, this is the one that you are going to make.
Exactly. And this is the thing that you can have. Everybody
so there
can.
Are some sort of roots that you are given that have been bestowed upon you, but then there are some sort of roots that you yourself are going to create for yourself.
Exactly.
Like the family you're going to create, like the friends you're going to create, like the ideas that you are going to have for yourself. So these things are going to be defined as your roots as well. So let's come to talk about the leaves and the branches that you were already talking about. To prune those.
Well, I was just going to add one thing is that you mentioned spirituality, right? And when you talk about spirituality, you're really talking about values. And that is what sort of unites a lot of people is their values, right? And those then become the roots, for example, a whole community. So spirituality and how we think and our values are so important because those really are more maybe important than, I would say, our family ties. A lot of times people will, for example, leave their families because of values, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So that becomes even more important than family.
Sometimes in a positive way, sometimes in a negative way.
Sometimes in a negative way, yeah.
So there's another point, which is just as we were talking about community and communication with other people, there's this point about making friends. There are a lot of quotes regarding friends. Some people say, tell me who your friend is so that I say who you are.
So
friends are so important in life because some of them would turn into your alter egos, your double self. So it's very important who are the kind of people who we're going to pick as our friends because these are going to be like the leaves and the branches of our life.
You know, there are so many passengers in everybody's life that I call them those leaves that we were talking about.
Yeah.
And these passengers
that have got
mostly,
different seasons.
Exactly.
Spring and autumn sometimes, winter.
Yeah, there are times like winter that you don't have any leaf and you are completely alone. Nobody in your life.
You stand on your roots.
You know, you can leave, you can go on, but there is something missing.
Exactly.
Okay. And so because of that, I feel like because we are social human beings, we need to have friends. We need to make friends. And it has its own pros and cons. It has its own damages for you. And there are phases in my life that I just felt like I don't want to be friends with anyone. I don't want to even communicate with anyone.
Yeah, I want to be an isolated tree in an isolated garden, far away from
solitude
the other people.
Solitude is in my life, okay? But it's going to pass. It's only just a phase. And because of that, there is no doubt that there is a need for these friends. But how to choose these friends are really important because these friends are defining you.
So let's keep it in here, go for a short break, and then come and talk more about the friends. Welcome back. Well, this is Back to Reality, and this part is the finalement of today's episode. So we also have it in our in the narrations of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. They always recommend us to go for good friends because friends are going to shape a lot of your ideas, a lot of your behavior, a lot of things. Some of them would turn into your role models. Some of them would turn into some people who guide you throughout the way if they are sagacious enough. But then we have bad friends as well. That's why we've been recommended to, at the very first point, pick the right person as our friend.
Right. Yeah, I mean, having friends is a human need. You know, there's no denying it. And you must have a social life. You must have friends. I don't think anyone is supporting the idea of being isolated or not doing that. But you have to see friends as an opportunity as well as a threat, right? So like you said, a bad friend can completely destroy your life. It can lead you down like the wrong path. And a good friend can do the complete opposite, right?
Exactly.
And we have many examples even in history of that. For example, we have like sons of prophets or imams that were misled by a friend, you know, like by like a bad friend. So here, you know, someone may think like, friends are like sort of, you know, the analogy that we've been looking at is a tree, right? So friends might be, I would say, people that can destroy the tree or they can sort of, you know, maybe nurture it even more. Yeah, one practical advice given for kids, by the way, ages like 9 to 10, is that for parents, is that you can't necessarily force them to, you know, be friends with someone, right? But what you can do is create situations where they become friends. My son is almost 10 and my daughter is almost 7, okay? So one of the things that we've done is that we will, for example, socialize with people who are sort of similar thinking to us, right? From a young age.
Well, yeah. What I'm talking
my
about. Because
actually,
I have a niece and then the same thing is applicable to her.
I know exactly this situation because my parents always told me that, no, you have to be friends with that brilliant student
in your
class.
And most of the time,
that's not what we're saying, that you're not telling your kids, like, hey, go be friends.
It's unconscious process.
Yeah. You're sort of like taking them to like the park together. You're taking those kids to football together.
But, you know, I didn't do that. And another thing I wanted to mention is about these social friends that we are making on social medias. You know, I feel like it's really good to have these communications and social medias and so on, but you cannot rely on that.
Exactly.
Okay, it's something fake. It's like putting fake flowers in your tree.
Exactly.
And that's it.
And they would never blossom. You know, people come and go, and the only thing that exists that is going to be there forever is the root. So kind of try to pick the rightest food for your tree and the rightest people to guard that tree. So, And by the way, it's not just the people that we take as our friend. It's sometimes the ideas that we take as our friend that are going to define the roots and the leaves and the branches of our tree. So two things are very important in our life, the people and the ideas that we'll let them into our life. These are going to be too important and they are going to define us. So take care of the tree of your life and then try to just befriend people who are going to help you, give too much of branches and green leaves into the tree of your life. So take care of yourself. Thank you for staying with us. Until another session, I just bid you farewell.
Ya Allah, Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again.
Ya Allah,
Ya Rabb al-Alamin, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Rabbi, let the Ummah rise again. Let us see daylight again, once again.